Yeah.
Mr. Haldeman is asking for you, sir.
Yeah.
You aren't.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, I got you, John. The reason he hadn't called is he was at a dinner at the F Street Club with all the former secretaries of the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. And
but he was all right, huh?
A bunch of congressmen and everybody else. He said that, he was in a large room, about 30 people there at three tables, and they watched on a black and white TV, so, you know, he couldn't get any view of the picture and all. But he said this, he thought it was absolutely superb.
Did it good.
He said the content of the speech was absolutely excellent. He said he really liked the use of the chart. He said that he felt, just on the chart thing, as a side thing, that it would have been even more effective if you had gotten, if you had gone to the chart and traced it with a finger, you know.
I know, yeah.
Pointed it yourself.
I couldn't do that because I lost the audio.
Yeah, right. He liked the prepared text held in your hand much better than the use of the teleprompter, and he said you just stay with that.
All right.
He said it was a very, very excellent and moving speech. And he had, he named some of the people, John Snyder and Joe Fowler and Dave Kennedy and Moore and Johnny Burns and Frank Bowe and John Tower and Mahon and McCracken and Barker, Governor Robinson, Controller Camp, Volcker, Democrats and Republicans and their wives. And he said the reaction in the whole room was just very, very excellent. Everybody applauded
at the conclusion.
He said it was very forceful, and he said the closing at the end was just moving as hell. And he said, I'm an expert on closings. I'm not much good at anything else, but I know how to close a speech. And he said that closing was moving as hell.
Well, good. He felt good then, did he?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he was very, of course, you know, he's so good at looking at all this. But he said it was very, very good reaction with the group, and he thought, I asked if he felt you had really made the point we were trying to make, and he said, absolutely, and there's no doubt about it. And so, I think he was very enthusiastic.
You will have in mind my thoughts about McGregor and Rumsfeld and the rest, will you?
Yes, sir.
You understand, we've got to find out. This is our time.
Right. I'll do a little smoking first thing in the morning before they...
And if they're going to bug out now, Bob, they're going to bug out fast right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to screw around, don't you agree?
Sure.
They don't want to fight when it's tough. Screw them. Because we're in a hell of a fight, believe me.
You're darn right.
Hell of a fight. And if they can't go with this was... If I may say so, this is the best you can do with what we've got. I really think it was. I put a lot of into that, as I told you earlier, a lot into myself into that.
Yeah.
And if they can't get it, I think the folks got it, but I don't know.
Coulson was saying that in talking with the union guys, he said, he gave us, you know, some of the quotes and all, but he said that the feeling there was, that came through was really very impressive, that very enthusiastic kind of response. You know, it wasn't just they were saying, yeah, it was a fine speech. They were cranked up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very excited, you know, as a result.
How about
of that.
The calls that make the editors and all the rest? Any of that comes
those, up? Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of those.
You want to give me a little rundown?
Sure. O'Neill at the New York Daily News said, it's the most effective job you've done yet. He didn't like the part about the big mess when you came into office because that was a political job, but the rest of it was faultless. It was a terrific presentation, very effective speaking without notes at the end. Martin Hayden thought it was an excellent statistical story, and the other point he made was that CBS did a good analytical job after the speech, which they did. CBS did a superb job of making mm-hmm. your withdrawal points.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Meyer at National Review was impressed with the statement, courageous and absolutely necessary, adequately answered the critics, but retained the flexibility you'll need in the months ahead. Believes strongly the president deserves strong support. Clayton Kirkpatrick at the Chicago Tribune says to give the president high marks for courage and perseverance. He's taking a gamble and not bowing to pressure, but he laid it on the line as he always does. It was a very effective presentation, particularly in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Particularly noted his concern for POWs, thought it was tremendous how he wound up the speech, illustrating the fact that this was a step toward peace. Jimmy Stallman, it was good he didn't give in to a definite date like even some Republicans want. Very positive, a little more emotional on the Medal of Honor bit, better without notes than he is with notes. A lot more natural. Chart was good visual evidence. Carlisle Reed at the Sacramento Union said the best and most effective presentation he's made. It will really get through to the American people. It was honest and sincere. I was very impressed with his reference to the schools and other facilities we've built in South Vietnam.
Hmm.
And Kulak at San Diego Union said, the significant part was the almost overwhelming emotion in which the president said he wanted this country to end a difficult period on a note of hope. It was a very good thing. I think he will be criticized by his opponents for emotionalizing.
I know that. I know that.
Richard Pierce at the San Francisco Examiner, effective and responsible. He wished the president hadn't hoped it up at the end. He thought tugging at the heartstrings wasn't needed. On the whole, he considered the speech was excellent.
He didn't like hooking it up, though. We'll get a little bit.
You get a little bit. Not very. He's the only one.
Yeah. But, well, any intellectual would, you know.
Okay, but here's John Colburn at the Wichita Eagle. The last part of the speech was very moving. He showed an intimate relation to the people. His speech was too generalized at the beginning. He was, however, on solid ground most of the way. He's made himself believable on Vietnam. He liked the tone of the last part. He liked the comparison of the situation between now and 1969. So, you know, it goes either way.
Mm-hmm.
John Chancellor in the NBC commentary made the point of how the speech was surely moving at the end as the president spoke without notes. And,
that was a good suggestion Bill Rogers made.
Yeah, it really was.
But preparing it was more difficult than he realized.
Oh, sure, that's,
you had to say something that was sort of related to people, and it did relate a little to people, I think. If it didn't, to hell with them, the country can't be saved.
Yeah. Well, that's... You got the point. Bill Brock was really enthusiastic. He's magnificent. He did a beautiful job. Shows guts and character.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon Allen said the 100,000 troops by December is heartening. More than that, he was extremely impressed by the frankness of the president. His flat statement that we would have the withdrawal completed is great. His complete sensitivity and confidence in himself is good. Integrity excellent. Doesn't matter what the demonstrators and critics say, it is a perfectly planned withdrawal. We are making progress, and that is what is so important.
Good, good.
Governor Davis of Vermont has been ill, but feels much better after seeing the president's broadcast. He cannot see how the American people and even most of the president's critics can help but be convinced by his message tonight. He was especially impressed by the president's firm delivery and the last part of his talk that was without a text and so obviously heartfelt. Governor watched the whole speech with his wife with building enthusiasm, felt it was very logical and an excellent summary of the progress and hope for Vietnam.
Good.
I see Bob Birds on the wire here saying that he has the very distinct impression that he means what he says when he talks about total withdrawal and that the residual force idea seemed to be fading. I got that impression from the briefing.
Mm-hmm.
Norris Cotton told UPI immediately after the speech that for the first time he felt he could endorse a presidential declaration on Vietnam 100%.
Good.
The president's unequivocal declaration for the first time stirred my confidence that we are finally disengaging from Vietnam, Cotton said. And George McGovern didn't like it. He said it hadn't changed anything.
That's great. Didn't want him to say anything. Well,
I think...
predictable. We'll see. You're polling tonight?
Yeah, I don't have that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have it first thing in the morning.
Will you?
Well, I have, you know, our own poll, where we use our own guys. The ORC poll, we're not doing till tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night.
We'll do it tomorrow night. We won't have that till...
I understand, sure.
Till the next day.
Well, that's okay. But remember, look at the people on our staff now.
Right.
Particularly Rumsfeld, Finch. Well, not Finch. Finch, the hell, he's got to do it. You know, he's just got to go whatever we do, you know, that. But Rumsfeld's a different cup of tea, you know. We're not going to send him abroad and give him a goddamn trip unless he's going to be with us.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Sure.
Okay. Fine. In the meantime, I think you really ought to, if you can, zing up in the morning with Ziegler and his crowd. They had a great reaction from the country. Maguire's. Well,
they're still there after we talked. I got them back.
But don't you think it's a good idea?
I'm cranking on that tonight, too. Oh, sure.
Yeah, the idea. It doesn't care what the reaction is. It'll probably be pretty good. I think we'll get a few wires.
I'm sure we will. We On that one, we've got to be careful because they check Western Union on it. But
or don't do anything that they can check. But
no. If we've got them, we'll push with what we got. But we've got all this phone call reaction, and we've got the word. The White House board has had a very heavy load, much heavier than we've had. Yeah, we'll play that.
How is it? How does it go? Favorable?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. White House board is favorable.
Oh, sure. It was in our poll on the first batch on, you know, where we make the random calls that our own guys do was overwhelmingly favorable, much higher than we've been on the others that we've done.
Well, what the hell? Doesn't make any difference. As I say, tomorrow we just live through the day, and not going to be any of these people that have been Johnny come latelys. They ain't going to be welcome, you know.
Well, watch them closely.
All right, bye.
Okay. Hey.